The disturbance in Nehemiah's soul was nothing short of divine. We see this clearly in what he did with the disturbance. The news stopped him in his tracks. Then, due to the magnitude of the situation, the deplorable condition of Jerusalem, he was forced to drop to his knees in dependent prayer. It was only after he prayed that he could then roll up his sleeves and get to work. Stop, drop, roll. That's what God wants to do in your life. He wants to bring you to the place where the reality of the situation stops you in your tracks. He wants you to slow down long enough to allow the explosion in your soul to marinate. Then, when seeing the magnitude in front of you, he wants you to drop to your knees in dependent prayer. He wants your heart. He wants to hear from you. Don't talk to anyone else but the Lord. Lock yourself in a room if you have to. Do whatever it takes. Pray. Commune with the God of the universe. Seek His face. Then and only then can you get to the place where you can roll up your sleeves and get to work. Directly after the news stopped Nehemiah in his tracks, he prayed one of the most honest, God-honoring, earth-shattering, world-changing prayers recorded in Scripture. Read the following prayer slowly and meditate on what each word means. So it was, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. And I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, who keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandments, please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now day and night for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Both my father's house and I have sinned. We have acted very corruptly against you and have not kept the commandments, the statutes, nor the ordinances which you have commanded your servant Moses. Remember, I pray, the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though some of you were cast out to the furthest part of heaven, yet I will gather you from there and bring them to the place which I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. Now these are your servants and your people, whom you have redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand. O Lord, I pray, please let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and the prayer of your servants who desire to fear your name. And let your servant prosper this day, I pray, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. Nehemiah 1:4-11. What jumps out to you from this prayer? What is Nehemiah's attitude towards God? What is his posture? Does a prayer like this resemble your prayers?